Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. And you know what? You can find us in all different places. We're on digital, FM, Sirius, satellite radio, and of course online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Hey, I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, April Fool on you. We're not playing any tricks today, but we'll get you the lowdown on the many, many ways your friends may try to fool you. Yeah, but first, it's that time of the show when we take a mosey through the other headlines of the day. Not the ones on the front page. They're the ones that we decide to put in the ramble. Okay, a woman has been arrested on suspicion of stalking actor John Cusack. A restraining order has barred her from approaching Cusack, but she showed up outside his Malibu home on Sunday. Now, we know that people are stalked quite often. What kind of caught my attention about this story in the LA Times is in writing about this very serious problem and writing about the arrest, they give the block where the incident occurred, basically letting everybody out there know where John Cusack lives.
Potential other stalkers
and others. Mr. Cusack got a restraining order against the woman after accusing her of throwing a bag containing love letters, rocks, and screwdrivers onto his property.
That was
it's a little scary. He's not alone, though. She also was arrested outside of Tom Cruise's home last year on suspicion of violating a restraining order.
It's tough to be famous. So next story is about bling that goes way, way back. Archaeologists believe that they found the oldest known gold object made in the Americas, a crafted gold object. It's a necklace of gold and turquoise beads, and it was found near Lake Titicaca in Peru. And radiocarbon dating places this necklace at 4,000 years old, which is like hunter-gatherer time, which means way back in the day when, you know, the man was going out hunting and the woman was gathering. She was looking nice. She was wearing... Actually, we don't even know if the woman was wearing this necklace. Maybe it was the man who was wearing the necklace. Who knows? Researchers say the find suggests gold jewelry was used to signify status, and they believe it was worn by an adult, and they do say it was probably an elderly female because she would be higher up in the tribal hierarchy. It appears that the gold beads were formed when gold nuggets were flattened with a stone hammer, then bent or hammered around a hard cylindrical object to create the tubular shape. There you have it.
Now, news from Dubai. The Dubai Tower, still under construction, was supposed to... It was supposed to be the tallest building in the world, hitting 2,300 feet when completed. Enter a Saudi prince who says, no, I'm going to have the tallest skyscraper. He has plans to build one more than twice that height. It's going to be called the Mile High Tower in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, and it will be a mile high. However, the news report we read said the tower will be 5,250 feet high. That's 30 feet shy of a mile. But you know, sometimes they put those antennas all
Funny is I've heard so many reports from Dubai about this, and they will never, the people in Dubai will never say exactly how many stories it's going to be for fear of this very thing happening.
Well, also, apparently where they're planning to build this in the Saudi desert, home to high winds. So a swaying motion sickness for whomever is up top. The structure will have a computer-operated damper to control that problem.
I'm not going up
allegedly.
There. No way, Jose. Okay, a study to date the construction of Stonehenge began yesterday. It's the first time in 44 years that the site has been disturbed. Experts working at the World Heritage Site have figured out that the earliest of the rocks at the mysterious structure came from 153 miles away in South Wales. And now they're trying to trace the journey of those stones. They're called blue stones, and they're trying to pinpoint exactly when they arrived on Salisbury Plain. They think it happened around 2600 BC, and they're hoping that this new excavation will not only answer the questions about when the stones came to Stonehenge, but what were the circumstances? Why did they come there? And the big one, how they got them there. I mean, those they are huge. Mm. We've all seen pictures of this. Maybe people have gone to visit it. Those things weigh about 5 tons, so lots of questions to be answered.
Except in Spinal Tap. Botnets, Rick Rowling, you've got something else to worry about on this April Fool's Day. Voicemail hackers. Here's how it works. According to the FCC, a crafty thief calls into a voicemail system. The finds of voicemail boxes with default are easy to suss out passwords. You know, people do something like 1, 2, 3, 4. Not that I've ever done that. The bad guys use the password to get into your mailbox. They change your outgoing greeting to something like, yes, I'll accept the charges.
Oh.
There they go. They may collect calls to the number, and then when the automated call operator hears, yes, I'll accept the charges, the call's connected. The hackers then use the open connection to make international calls.
That is tricky.
Just beware. And that's The Ramble. These stories and more on our website, npr.org/Brian Park.